I want to do the Bir Halacha over here, beginning of Kuf Lamed Beis. The Bir Halacha goes through the halachas of Kedima for Kedashim. Now, it's not for us, which we say Kaddish in unison, it's not doesn't have so much a relevance beside that, but it does have relevance in regards to the Halacha of Kedima for Davin for Yomim. So it has to say, has that application. But actually, the discussion of Kedima, which is basically, he says over here, it's Malukit from the Levush and the Magen Avraham, the Kesher Yecheskel, the Rechaim, Magen Gibarim. You see from all of them that they said in regards to Kaddish that they did not have the minhag of saying Kaddish in unison. Some Sefer points that out. They would, each person would get one Kaddish, like the minhag of the Yechez that they had.
The hotels
they did also. They only
one person.
Only one person says at a time. And so therefore there's Kedimas, etc. So the question is, the minhag of the Sfaradim was to allow it. It's clear if you learn the Ramah in your day, the Ramah, the Shach, and the Taz all do not allow it. Right? So, you know, we're talking about it. You know, they all discuss all the luchos kedim regards to the Kadeshim over there. So, Levush, Der Hachaim, Magen Avraham, the Chayyim allows it. There's a famous mitzvah of Kemeger. Kemeger, there was an epidemic in the city. And there was many people who had been nifter, so there was many people saying Kaddish, and it was coming out that a person was getting a Kaddish once a week. They were dividing the Kaddish, you know, each person was getting one Kaddish a week, you know, that's basically what it was coming down to. So he instituted to be Samech on the Shita that you can have multiple Kaddish at the same time. And after a year later, when the epidemic had passed, he went back to the original minhag of the city to only say one at a time.
What's the incentive of, if you know you're not going to get the yomid, you know you're not going to get a kaddish, what's the incentive of going to shul as a chiyuv? I mean, is there one?
No, just the regular incentive to go to shul.
Shul, but it's not. I mean, because that's a driver for people with chiyuvim to go to shul. I mean, even if they don't normally go.
Right. It's interesting. Just talking about that, my shver tells us a story that, you know, he belonged to Rabbi Bogner, Olav Shalom Shul, and his father was nifter, so he started coming regularly to Minyan, which he had been doing prior to that. Right at the end of saying Kaddish, so Rabbi Bogner comes and he says, you know, Mr. Rosen would be tremendous close to your father's Shalom if you would continue to keep coming even after the Kaddish is over. That's what he did. As he used to say, he would end up, you know, got so used to going to davening, you know, if he had met getting up 4:30 in the morning to make a dominion, he'd do that. You know, so Rabbi Bogner created a monster, as he put it. But so what's the issue? The issue is you have a trei kol and mishtamoy. The problem is we have a general rule that to be able to hear it, since, like we mentioned, but when we learn the laws of Kadeshim, that there are two things which happen in Kaddish. The first paragraph is an act of hazmona, that the person who's saying Kaddish is inviting the tzibur to say Geshen Rabba, and any davar shabbat kedusha we always do with some type of a zimun with a hazmona. We invite you to do it because it's not covered to do something of value just like this. You sort of like make an introduction to it. We have that in kedusha, we have that in benching, we have that in kaddish as well. But the Mishnah points out whether it's improper while the person is inviting you to say this Kedusha, this act of Kiddush Hashem, of Yeshmer Rabba, it would be improper for the person to be talking and doing something else. So you should not even be davening during that point in time. So you have to be hearing what he's saying. Then the paragraph of Yisbarach, until Damiran Ba'omba, so there's two in Hagim. The minhag of the Sfaradim is actually each person says it himself. That's why the Sfaradim, they keep going after Yisbarach, Mishtabach, Yisbarach, Yisamam, they said the whole paragraph. The Magen Avraham says that Ashkenazim rely on the fact that they're going to be Yotzei Mishmei Ka'ayno with the person who's saying Kaddish. That applies both to the Chazan or Kaddish Yosim, the Yosim who's saying it. So now, again, so you have to be able to hear him. Mishmei Ka'ayno, you have to be able to hear him. You have a problem with Trei Kol L'Mishtamoy. So that's why the minhag is not going to say one at a time. The Kemeger says a Kiddush over there. That maybe we can mechadish the following, he says, even though the simple pshat in the Morris mechadish, even though trei kol l'mishtamoy, there's one exception. If the situation is chaviv, you can hear two sounds. You can focus in and hear the sound. So the Morris says by kriyas haTorah, you can't have two people learning, reading at the same time. But by Megillah, you could. What will be in a situation where not that the listeners find a chavivus in what they're hearing, but the person who's saying it has a chavivus in what he's saying? Would that generate the ability to hear the sound? Pashtus, not. So Rav Kiviger's Mechadish, maybe that yes. If a person says it with a chavivus, that itself makes it easier to hear. So since Kaddish, to the people who are saying Kaddish, or Chayuvim, obviously saying Kaddish is very dear to them. So maybe we'll apply the Adil Chavivi to that situation as well. And that's what he suggests to do. We do point out, even if the people are saying it together, it's very proper to try and say it in unison. Mishabur does discuss in a situation where it's earlier we had back, if it's not in unison, so if they're within touch of each other, he can answer one of main for both. And if not, he should answer each one separately. So here is one person saying Heshmer Abba, and one person saying reading very slowly. You say Heshmer Abba twice. If you're able to keep track. Anyway, that being said, these kadimas are relevant for
Stop
me for the yom. Okay. Tamisha Lukim Hema Beer's Kaddish.
No, that kid, young Israel, word of everybody said Kaddish together, except if there was a Yorsite in Shul, the Gabbai would give a bang, and Yorsite, and he would say Kaddish by himself.
Right. Okay. Chamisha Chalukim Heim Bamir Sakadish. There are five different levels of Kiev saying Kaddish. Beloheim, Ben Shiva, person who's in Shiva, Ben Shloishim, Ben Yud Beis Chodesh, during the 12 months. Of Yom Afsok, Behainu Shaposi Boy Melomer Kaddish, the last day that he says Kaddish, Beyartzai. Beshechalach and Madrega, Bifnei House, each one has a different level of Schus. So Chazal say that's Gemara and my cousin that at the moment during the Shiva, person should appear to the person as if there's a cheriv, a drawn sword ready. I mean, that's a midas hadin. One of his relatives was iftar, that there's a tremendous pain to him. There was a midas hadin against his family and himself. So there's a drawn sword ready to attack at any moment. That's the first madriga. And then the Gemara continues, and as the period passes, it moves further and further away, as it were, from the person. So the Kaddish acts as a schus to overcome the midas hadin situation. Kach shiva yomim rishon. The first 7 days you need war. Now, what about your side? Who mishnei atomim? So the Gemara says that there was a minhag in the Gemara that the person would fast on the day of the Yahrzeit. Why? There's a Muslim that, you know, that day somebody was very dear to him and passed away. So his mazel, the person's mazel was weakened on that day. Horaya, he lost a very close relative. So there's a weakness in his mazel. So it's a day which needs extra schusim. So he says Kaddish again as a protection. So there's an idea with that on the day of a yahrzeit, the neshama can get a move from a madrega to a madrega. It's a schus on that day for the relative. We have Afsaka. No go avelim losses loy kol kadesh. And then we have really there's no mila per se to the Yom Afsaka. The last day the person says, but we understand there's an emotional element. It's the last chance he's going to get to say Kaddish. So it would be proper to respect that and give him the Kaddish. So the Kivan, the Nogon, the Hafsik, Kaddish Kaidim, we stopped a month before the Yahrzeit. So he says, you know, in certain sense, he's giving away a month to the other Avelim of not having him around, getting in the way. So they give him back at least that he gets to get the Kaddish those days. My time had a Kaddish Lidch as a Yahrzeit of the Ben Shloshim. But he has no preference over a person who's a ben shloshim or a yahrzeit, because they have preference over him. Fine.
Okay.
Okay, next then. Shiva and Shloshim are counted from the day of the burial. Or in a situation where, let's say, they sent the Aaron away to Eretz Israel, from the moment he left the Aaron, that's when his Shiva would start. Because the idea of the Kaddish is a Nachas Ruach for the Neshama, that starts from the time of the burial. That's why we don't take Kaddish before the Kavurah. So your tzedibetzim is really totally in that the itzumaz oloi of the person, and that's totally in the day of the yamamisa. So there is the shach whether brings a sheet that says that the first year after the p'tira, if there's going to be a discrepancy between the not an ishana mubaris but an ishana pshuta, it took a few days for the kavura. So the velus is 12 months. That the velus starts from the kavura. For whatever reason, they had to wait a few days. So the yortzeit will come out before the end of the Beis Chodesh. So we're concerned that people will keep the yortzeit and assume the velus is over. Therefore, the shach brings in the first year only. We keep the yortzeit on the day with the 12 months ends. So, in a case where the kavura is the same day, so obviously that's not an issue. Even the kavura is the next day, because we count that day as day one, and then if the last day will be of the Yud Beis Chodesh will be the day of the Yortzeit. If there's more than a day that lapse between the Misa and the Kavura, you would have this issue. But in general, the Yortzeit is always calculated from the Yom Misa. Mechel ben Shahoya Eitzel Misa Shahoya Rak Eitzel Kavura. Now, but Philip Shana Rishana, then Mr. Burr says, even though Mr. Burr later on brings up the Shach disagrees with this point, but the Lavush says, even in the first year, we go with the actual Yom Misa. Yom HaSaka, then we have the Lavush to Mbarim, Yom HaKavura, but the Yom HaSaka, you count from the Kavura. Ach, and Yashem and Rabbi Ben Misa, the Kavura, and Mbarim, Yom HaMisa. A house. Ve'enon and Remix of Yom Kekula, and then you Shiva Mishloishim. Now, we know that in regards to the dinim of a velus, there's a concept called Mitzvah Yom Kekula. That doesn't apply to the Schus Kaddish. So a person who's a Ben Shiva, he gets up in the morning, in regards to Kaddish, he's still a Ben Shiva by Mincha. So he comes to Shul, he's a Ben Shiva. The person, his Shloshim, he can get a hair, let's say... he's allowed to take Megir Din. We're annoying that the person doesn't have to register this aside. The person doesn't do Rechitza until Shloish. The morning, if Shloish is over, he can take a shower. Comes to Min Chisilla Ben Shloish. Therefore, the Philip is Min Chisilla Ben Shloish. Therefore, the Philip is Min Chisilla Ben Shloish. Kosher Kosher Kern. Personal Merkadish, Lord Merkadish, Chodesh, 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 Chodesh,
it's quite logical. Why you have to answer that?
Okay. 1 month, and 1 day. The Shaloi Chal Bazayim Mishvat. Sarchlum Rakadish Rakat Shisha Yomim Betevi Sabad Bechlal. He would say the Kaddish till the 6th day. If the Yartz is going to be 7 Shvat, he'll say till 6 Davis. Vimashonim Oberis.
Masikin shnei chadashim kodem. It'll be 2 months beforehand. The chadashim garment lifter din shalom. It's not totally in years. It's totally in months. Masikin gam kain yom echad kodem chanal. See if the yort that's going to be and Zion Adar. So, and there was Shana Uberis the year before. He'll stop on Vav Tevis.
The other approach maybe we can take is that once it's less than 4 hours, and 4 hours is no longer a good service, that's something to fall off the roof because.
Ben Shiva Godel Shaharlach the Shabbos the basic Nesses. A person who's a Ben Shiva and he's a Godel and he goes to Shul during. On Shabbos, because during the week he stays at home. I feel most of minyan bechol bebeisoy. Bebeisoy chol. Come on, yeshu kol kadeshim umat on the bench. Tradition miyortzed. He gets all the kadeshim. Because she got the ben yebeis chodesh. Kol kadeshim. See, he has a schus that all the kadeshim, v'hanu kadeshim shall tefila. That's referring to during davening. Al Bashir Shoyim Tehillim Kaddish, and they add an extra Kaddish for Tehillim. Yikach a Yartzeit Kaddish Echad Bli Gerul. So the Yartzeit gets, at least, since for him this is a very important day, this is the only day he's going to get to have the Yartzeit, so he gets at least one Kaddish. Shoykadish Mishal Tehillim Yapal Yartzeit Gerul Lim Sharavel. And other, if they're saying multiple Kapitach of Tehillim, which they used to do with getting more Kaddishim, they would make a girl who should get this Kaddishim. Now, Ben Shivan Cotton, Sherlock Shiva the Basic Nesses. A cotton is not Chayvin Avail, there's nothing available in a cotton. Up to you, basically, up to 13 years old, a boy, let's say, not Chayvin Avail. There's nothing up to the Hilk of the Avail on a cotton. So he can go to Shul. So he'll go to Shul. But who I didn't begottle him, who Yoshua, you may ever lose the basic classes. Yesh, a colocadation to meet him, I'm feeling like a Ben Shloshim. Iraq, Yoshua, Yesh, the Kaddish. So again, he gets all the Kaddishim, but a Yoshua, because that's the only day he has, till next year, will get gets at least one Kaddish. Now, what do you do? Let's say there's multiple people have yartzeit that day. So during davening, let's say for argument's sake, there's five kadeshim, and there's five yartzeits. So each one gets one kaddish. Nidchuk a ben shiva katan legamri. See, he doesn't get any kadeshim during shiva. Each yartzeit will get one kaddish. Now, in his baltimore in a village shall shiva machmas regal, he started shiva right before yomtiv, and therefore the avelus ends by yomtiv. But his schus of kadeshim goes for 7 days. The same thing when it comes to the avelus of shloshim, that the yomtiv is mevatel, he still has the schus of kadeshim till the end of the 30 days. Okay. Kumokim Ainlo Rakdin Ben Shiva Katun. Kim Shalak Shiva the basic Knesset. But he doesn't have the dinner of Ben Shiva Godel. Is dinner of Ben Shiva Katun? So what does he mean? The oval sat at home. They didn't necessarily make a minion for the oval in this house. But a cotton came every day, so even though today he's nidchuk because of the yartzeit, so he'll say tomorrow. So this fellow who shiva was bottled because of yartzeit, he's able to go to shul. So if he ever go to shul, so he's the same as the ben cotton. So yartzeit would be matke him. Okay. So which the law is available doesn't start till afterwards, but they buried and they buried him. So Kadeshim he starts saying, Yeshudin Ben Shiva Kotan Yunikada Shaburagul. Bacharagul Afshanag Availus, Mikomokam Ainlo Din Shiva Lin Yakadish, Rakshamadim Shiva Yama Miyama Kwura, Bachakak Ainloid Rakdin Ben Shloshim. So an interesting did. So the Kwura is the second day Pesach. So you count 7 days. Okay. So the last day of the 7 days of saying Kaddish is the last day of Pesach. So then he starts the Velus that night, and he has a dinner in regards to the schus of Kaddishim, like a Ben Shloshim, even though he has a Velus of a Shiva. Okay. Mishi yesh to schus yersli in Kaddish ben Shiva ben Shloshim yartzeit yesh to schus yin hispal atil hispal gam ken lifnei omid. So these halachas transfer over to the schus to dam for the omid.
Okay. Then you kaddish b'sech shiva. Regards to a kaddish during the seven, during the shiva itself. So loch is erech b'toshiv shavim b'chol hakadeshim. A guest, the ben shiva, a person came to sit shiva there, or a person who's a local, have the same level of schus. One doesn't have a schus over the other. Erech ben shiva, matzah the ben shloshim v'yortzai toshavim, and a guest person who's in shiva will override a yortzite or a ben shloshim who's local. Ben shiva gadol. A ben shiva katan shavim. You have a ben shiva gadol, a ben shiva katan. So ben shiva katan has the mile, he can go to shul. But the ben shiva gadol does not have rights to push him away because of that. A filu hachi im yesh oed yortzai v'yesh shosha kadeshim.
Hashem will not send
us a ras. Shiva Godel Ermer Shnei Kadeshim and Shiva Kotan Makadash Echot. Yogodel Ermer, Lakotan, and Noah, Loimim Koh, Koshakil, no Kadash Elame Yortzite, Shini Kotan, no the Kadash Rechadon. So he said like this. So Ben Shiva Godel, because he has to send a Velis, and they didn't always make a minion in his house. So each day that he gets Chetzei Kaddish is a separate schus. So the Yortzeit has no argument. Well, for me, it's the only day I got, because the Ben Shiva said, also, I only have the only day I got. Ben Shiva Katan, a lot of go to shul. So a Yortzeit has Kadima to get one Kaddish over a Katan. The Ben Shiva Gadol, we said before, gets all the Kadeshim, and the Yortzeit, you give him a Kaddish by the extra Tillim. So Ben Shiva Gadol says, listen, I'm ready to say all the Kadeshim. I don't have to lose any Kadeshim because of the Yortzeit. On the other hand, he has a Chiyuv to give the Katan a Kaddish. The Katan has a Chiyuv to give the Yortzeit a Kaddish. So what happens now? She says, his I own all the three Kadeshim. I'm sharing one with the Katan. I have no Chiyuv to share anything with the Yortzeit. So the Baal Yortzeit can't come along and hit the Katan. I go before you. Because as soon as that happens, the Ben Shiva Gadol says, excuse me, I say first. So the Katan will end up with the Kaddish, and that's scenario. Ben Shloshim Yeshu Kol Kadeshim Shachiyev Neged Abba Ben Yubis Chodesh. Shloshim gets all the Chiyuvim Kadeshim of Chiyuv over Yubis Chodesh. Abba Kadesh Shal Tilim or Shashur Shayim or Shal Mitzvah Shal Chanukas Tul Avela Yubis Chodesh. So the Kadeshim of Chiyuv are the Kadesh Rabbana after Rabbanis and the Kadesh Yosim after Aleinu. The extra one for Shishu Yarma, the extra one for Mr. Shir, that's not a Chiyuv. Therefore, he doesn't have a schus of that more than the Yuben Yud days. He'll give it to the Velas Yubei Chodesh. He Kaddish will Priyas Shema Shoysim if they have a Pesach. If they're going to make a Boruchu when they say a Kaddish, so that he has no Milan. Okay. So we have a Ben Shloshim and a Yortzeit. Who goes first? The Yomer Yortzeit Kaddish Echad Arvis. The Shloshim Shachar is a Mincha Shnei Kadesh. So the Yortzeit will get Marv, the one Kaddish by Marv. And the Ben Shloshim will get the two by Ben Shachar and two by Mincha. And any. When the Yortzeit Loi Bo, the basic test is Arvis. Yomer Kaddish Rishon Shachar. If he didn't come at nighttime and the Ben Shloshim was there, he'll get that Kaddish. Even though Mikra then the Shloshim has a schus more than the Yortzeit, but each Yortzeit has a schus to get one Kaddish. And if I want to point out, let's say father has five sons. So all the same Yortzeit. So the Ben Shloshim says, listen, you know, your father got a Kaddish. That's not a Taina. Because each son has a chiyuv to say a kaddish, he has a schus to say a kaddish. So, if there's five kadeshim and the sons take the kaddish, so the bishul doesn't have anything.
They give reasons for it, but you're right. It doesn't matter the
Fine. Ben Shloshim Doichel Yom Avsocha Shloi Lomi Rak Kaddish Echad. Yom Avsocha gets one kaddish. Vim Hu Ben Shloshim LaOviv Ben Yubeis Kaddish LaImoy. Elu Rak Kaddishim Shal Ben Shloshim. He doesn't write this and listen. The law is that a Ben Yud Beis Chodesh gets one Kaddish. And I'm a Ben Shloshim. Good, so I'll take both. No. He can use the same Kaddish for both.
That's what we always see, these very rigid lines. If it has to be a house, it can't be anything less than a house. Okay.
So here we see this idea of a person saying one kaddish for multiple neshamas works.
Okay, now let's talk about
the one of the shanas of the the tshuva, I forgot who was, he says, the Morris Elosha is near Lechad, near the Meyah. So it works for Kadeshim as well.
The Yortzeit
gets all the davening and all of the Kadeshim. But Kadeshim shall till him, Mashir Shayoim, Mashal Mitzvah Shir Chavakasabais, and Yachol Lichosabelim. These are not Kadeshim of Chiyuv, and therefore he has no schus more than they.
There's no requirement for
such a house. Kadeshim Mitzvah Shalyam Friday night. Imchal Yortzeit Shalom Biyam Vov, Bavari and Lechelik Behem. It's already Shabbos, it's not him.
My time
was to be Shabbos. And vice versa, the Yortzeit was on Shabbos, even though it's still light out. But you want to be Kabbalah Shabbos, that belongs to the Yortzeit. Achadin Shabbos, Minich Shain, the Yortzeit, Rak, and Kadosh Aleinu. The Prima Gadim says that they would just give him the Leinu one, not the Mr. Shir, the Yom
HaShabbos.
There's no mention that you can't play a Shita for voice. Because Yezu Mashal, the Yachtil Gerl, Avelim, Yortzei, Bechei, Mekadosh, Shemir, Megillus, Mekadosh, Shabonim, Shemir, Archav, Memelikin. So we put the Yortzeits and the Avelim, and they make a Gerl. Mimei Shnei Avelim Shavim, Gon Shal Shiva, Aben Shleishim, Oh, you're going to show your yard. You have to do a girl with him. Make a girl. Michelle, a girl of love. Lerma Arvis. He gets the first one. He'll hold out Marv. Kaddish Achad Shach is with a girl. So once whoever gets the first one, the other one gets one automatically. Kaddishishi get to a girl. Then by the Kaddishishi, which will be by Mincha, make a girl. Can be a sharp. Can you through a girl? Be sure my arvis machamach the girl or you know the girl at shirma a shar avelim kol echad kadoshech. So Reuven wins the mariv, but there's three other avelim. See, he's not in the girl till everybody's got a kaddish. Then we go back into the girl. So they end up saying five kadoshim in the morning. So he'll come back into the girl after the first three.
Okay.
Yes, that's it. Once it's finished, he start over again. Here's what we do. If they both have the Omer, we split the Omer. Shechad yispel al Ashriyav Letzion. Sheni yispel al Ashriyav Letzion till the end. So the guy who can't daven says, "You daven all davening. I should get all the kedeshim." It's not my fault you can't daven. So there's a halacha like this. There's a shiloh halacha lemaisi. There's an oval whose voice was horrible. It was the Tzibur Pasha couldn't deal with it.
Chazal came along and said, "You're not
a kaddish." He wound up in the Omer. He's an Omer. So they went to Riyasha. And he told him, I have a schus to daven for the Omer. And they said, "We don't want you daven for our Omer. Go somewhere else, not here." So Riyasha passed him with the Kahal.
Now,
he said that, yes, you have a schus to say kaddish, which means vis-a-vis another Omer, you have a schus to daven, etc. That doesn't mean the call is mechuyav to give it to you. You have a schus that the call should give you the omer. That's called noita mizraya. That's the case of talking about a person who takes the omer mizraya because he's not merutzu to the call. So tefillah is not nisgav. Right? So they say they push it, can't deal with it. I mean, you know, like the Zebra says. I mean, I feel bad for the guys. You know, but what else to do? So.
His father made him a yes and not a mouthful.
Right. So it reminds me of a mice once. It was a mice with the Parmacher Rav. So Reb Chatzko Levenstein used to daven for the Omid every Monday and Thursday in front of Rosh Hashiva. It's Meshkech and Yeshiva. He used to daven for the Omid twice every Monday and Thursday. He felt it was, that's what he did. A person comes in and he's a chiyuv, wants to daven for the Omid. And Rosh Hashiva says, Reb Chatzko gets to some Omid. He says, you know, next thing you do, you want to say Shir instead of me. In this yeshiva, we fear dying that the Tchatzko, Mitzad Chinuch, is training the Talmidim what it means to daven by davening twice a week. So, and I'm giving shir. He's giving shir also by davening for the Yom. You have no excuse to walk into yeshivas. I want Yom. You have no excuse to that. So somebody told me in Philly that, you know, that
I would imagine this guy didn't become one of the big
contributors to Panovich.
Oh, it's Panovich.
So,
I'm sure he didn't give David.
That's probably true too. I know of a yeshiva where they have hakbara that only the Tabid and the yeshiva done for the Yom. That normal comes in and says, I'm sorry, that's our job is to give a Tabid and the Yom. Well, if it's somebody that they feel that a cry is to, that person donates yeshiva, they'll make a separate menu frame in a different room. But the Yom for the Yom, the yeshiva belongs to the Tabid. In Philly, the veil can't get more than 3 days a week.
They all live in a room.
The Rishul doesn't let, you know, it says 3 days a week the Bochum Davos. And most will give away 3 days a week. So it's not like, you know, automatic person who sees a novel is a schus down for the Yom. Because I'm an Yom. It's up to the Kohol to decide. So he's not coming to it, so he can't dive it.
When they say the call, what is it? When they take the call? What does that mean, the call?
So
who's representing the call? The president of the shul, the gabbai, who?
How you do it?
We're not going to allow you to carry it.
That's usually I wasn't there.
This is probably the guy who makes the biggest tumult, becomes him ready. He's the call, right?
Well, depends who you are. Like, you know, unless
they really listen to the gabbai, which is
well, nice. I mean, we had interesting mice. In the yeshiva, interesting might as we call it. So there was a person came in and then complained that the yeshiva waited for Rabbi Reingold to circle the tzipor. See, went up to Rabbi Reingold to complain. You have to hear this, right?
Wait a minute, tell me the story again.
The person comes in to dive in the yeshiva.
He wasn't from the yeshiva.
No,
he was on the outside.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he went to Rebbe to complain. Said they waited for me for davening. It's here for the tzibur.
You mean they wait till you finish manesrei?
Yeah.
Not to come to shul.
Yeah.
Are you saying when Rebbe Aaron wasn't there?
No, Rebbe Aaron was there, but whatever the situation. It was a whole story how it happened. The kids, so they waited for me.
Okay.
So he went to Rebbe Aaron to check on the tzibur. First of all, the Rabbi was like, his first reaction was like, says, I was making minyan in my house, you know, he says, and somebody walked in and says, we're waiting for you, take a tzibur. You don't daven here, don't daven here. But this is how the place works.
That's what Ryan told him.
Yeah, like, you know, he says, I put him aside in front of the yeshiva. People can only walk into this building wearing pink hats. I'm a strange person, but you still can't walk into the house without a pink hat. It's my place. It doesn't belong to you. You want to argue with the person, you know, a shul which is made for it belongs to the kehil. This is the reason why there's a minion here, because Reingold is, you know, made the arrangement that should be a minion here. So it's not your minion, it's his. So I decided we should wait for him. Wait, you know. So sometimes, you know, there are the Rebbe has a shtiebel, it's his shtiebel, you know.
Yeah.
He can make any rules he wants, you know.
See, that all makes sense, but when you have like a shul from a kohol, like Shomrei's, you know, to tell somebody, if the guy doesn't know ever, I am.
You're in, yeah.
Then it's clear. He doesn't know ever. But if the guy has a lousy voice.
So normally, you know, what you say
his
is.
His membership was okay, but his voice is not okay. I mean,
it's a hard thing.
It's a hard thing.
So bad symptoms, that's the concept you have, you know. The more toast of Zion Tuvei Ho'ir.
I'm sorry?
There's something called Zion Tuvei Ho'ir.
What's that mean?
That, you know, every time they had to make a decision for the city, they didn't make a vote from the whole city. They would appoint seven people who were, you know, from the
So it was like a board.
It was like a board.
Okay.
So they were empowered to make decisions for the city. So we, in general, we use the concept design two a year. We use it in other places as well. So we vote a board that they have to make decisions. You know, does the people voting the board understand that the decision they might make is whether they can offer the Yom or not? I don't know. You know,
that's I don't know.
So what people call this,
it's a hard thing. Again, if the guy does know ever, then that's a basic requirement. Even though in some shuls I don't, I'm not hearing that either. But at least I can hear the timing. The guy does not have a good voice. So basically, I mean, his membership should entitle him that people should suffer once a year. You know?
I told somebody when they complained about I've done for them and they're going too long, this is done for the health of the rest of the members of my family.
That's where we all live.
Yeah, but I'm saying if it's a yeshiva, I see it. If it's a yeshiva, it's a private institution. You can do whatever you want. You can make any kind of rule you want. And if someone comes in, he's coming in as a guest. But a
kahal is a yeshiva. There is a musig called Eidem Rutzel Kahal. The kahal doesn't like him. They're not comfortable with the person davening. Whatever. They think he's a Baal Aveira. They think he's got a horrible voice. They think he's a Baal Gaiva. I don't know what. He's not Rutzel. If it's person is known, not even Rutzel Kahal. He's not Rutzel Kahal. He can't force himself on the kahal. He has to pay dues, so he'll work it out. You know, that's the president's job.
And that's the
line. Bechad roitz lahashkim v'derech l'mocher. They both have yurtzeit. One says, "Listen, I'm going out of town tomorrow early. I won't be here for shacharis and mincha. Give me ma'ariv."
That's why we put
I'm going to tell you out to a shall arvis. Till tomorrow, you get the whole tomorrow. Sheni armru loy kiel and apple girl. I want to make a girl. We'll see. I didn't have a sheni. Yechol amrani roy till the hakdim atzi limitz. I want to copyright limitz right now. Now he can be a mavater, but he has bad to me. He has a schus. There's a famous Maisa with the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says that, and he was always knowing it when he had Yortzeit. He was always knowing that if somebody else takes the Amud or the Kaddish, Shaloi Kedin, the Chassam Sofer was Machadish that the Kaddish goes to the schus of the person who deserves to get the Kaddish, not the person who said it.
Who want to travel to
she the says, so I would never fight because I'm on a show. Right? If I was supposed to get it, another person got it, I still get it. And if I get it, I get it. So I'm on a show, why should I fight? You know, so I gain either way. So, I mean, the amount of fights which existed in shuls over the years because of people trying to get the omid. That's why they made the girl thing. People, the COVID of the yard set of their parents, they give them COVID. No, Baruch Hashem.
Except the fight not to go.
Right.
I've seen it.
I've been in shuls where, you know.
I've Baruch Hashem. Seen it too, but I've never seen it.
Yeah.
I've never seen it in Silver Spring.
Yeah, Baruch Hashem.
The courtyards together, it's not joining the houses together.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's good or maybe people just don't care about it. I don't know.
I'm not getting involved in public commentary over here.
Yeah,
okay.
The bottom line is it's a good thing that there's no fight.
Yeah, Baruch Hashem. Miesh Kama Yortzeit, Hibatira. Girl, well, the time Osius shove him gadol b'minyan. So the way they make the girl is they, you know, they do it with a number. They end up with the same number. The girl, but the lagamra yatil a girl mechadash kol yartzeit. It's not, you know, those two have a second girl. It's an over game between everybody. He got the closest number. And then afterwards, there's two people were next. So there were two second places. Then the remainder people will do over again. But he got his. Saying Kaddish the following evening also is significant. Okay. He doesn't know. When the day of the yahrzeit is,
Or he forgot. He picks a day. However, he cannot use that day to get a right to daven for the yomer or kadesh more than somebody else has a chiyuv, because not really a yortzeit. Who did himself a glory mace over the yomer? He wants to kaddish. Maybe something happened to them.
There's no necessity for that courtyard.
In Baal Lomer, Beis Haneres, Avel Shem Yochelam Luchayse, a feeling who said Shiva, the Garmir Reach. And a person guest, he came, what's he supposed to do? He's here. This guy, why don't you come into my shul? You always thought it was somewhere else. Must hate you coming here. Go back up, back where you were. And a Reach came along, walk on the spot. He said, Yeshua, walk on the spot. So we say, excuse me. So get no Kadesh over there, over anybody else. It's not the two count like one because they're two brothers and all they're dividing one against one. No, it's three people dividing. Because when Rama Shema Chuvas Ramah, the im ain loy ben, while leitzin the ben benoy kaddish, if he has a grandson, we give it to the grandson. Asharavelim yirmer shnei kaddishim mu yirmer kaddish echad, but the other kaddishim get double sus over the grandson. Whatever the minig is, we follow that. Obviously, if the omer afilu biyamim she'ein. I remember him tachem. The omer gets the omer, even though there's no tachem there. But yomer shein omer b'hem lamet seyach l'keler kapayim ain lo b'ol yispal with the omer. That's the minig which we have that on Purim. Purim Katan, Purim Gadol, and Obel Shadon Davin, Chanukah, these days. So the simon is the days you don't say Lama Tzeach and Keler Chapai. Me of every Yemek, Purim Noigim, Shabbat, Bispal, if they all except for everyone Kippur. Chazam, the Ram, the Mutal, the Noish, the Yisker, Echad, Lermer Kaddish, Mim Kaima, Mishir, Me Echad, Bechinam. If it's much better to hire somebody than to have the person do it for free. But the person that's hired does not have a right to be doich any available. Okay, last part of it. So we have a guest and you have a local. So the Tosha gets everything. Saying the Baruch Hu with the Kaddish, etc., that they would get equally, so they'll split it. Come on, come Pamir Shana Yesh Rishus Lareach Ben Yisrael. He's Balav Lemer Kaddish Yosim Mekam Tesha Ben Yisrael. The first time he comes, he gets a Kaddish. Came Chol Shlesh Yom Yeshus Lareach. He's Balav Lemer Kaddish Yosim Hamechad. He gets one Kaddish a day. Yartz Tesha Ben Yisrael Lareach. So what do? The yard set is a toshiv, but shloshim, meikah than a shloshim has kedim over yard set. The yard set is a schus to one kaddish, but over here the yard set is a toshiv. So reach yomer kaddish shlishi, but toshiv yomer kaddish rishon m'sheni. So we give the normally a yard set only gets one kaddish. He gets two kaddishim, and the reach gets one, and the he gets the first two. Yard set a reach ben shloshim toshiv. Ben Yomis Kaddish Toshim. Yes, the Yartzei Reach Rak Kaddish Echo. The Hanu Kaddish Rishon. He gets one Kaddish. Ben Shloishim Reach. Ben Yomis Kaddish Toshim.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Shem Shalom Yichalka B'chol Tefilas B'Kaddish. See, even though he's a Ben Shloishim and he's a Ben Yibayz, but he's a Ben Shloishim. And he's an Areyah, the Ben Yibayz is a Toshim. So they become equal. Yes, Ben Shloishim Toshim. Yartzei Toshim. Yartzei Areyah. So you have three people over here. A toshav ben shloshim and a yartzeit toshav and a yartzeit areach. Yesh yartzeit areach gam kein kaddish echad. Ben yochol He can't argue, I go first. And I get. What's called an Arech and a Tosha? The person that was Nifter lived here. And the children came here because of the Ptira. And they're not called Toshavim, Bishwil Avim Shador Bapoy. We got Nikrasham. Even though he's buried here and he lived here, the children did not live here.
Someone places his
Eruv,
let's say in the guardhouse.
Okay, so the fact that they're there because of that, that doesn't give them the Nematosha. Rak Oisim Hadorim Techa Kehila, Bechol Dorei Kehila, Nikram, they have to actually live here. Rem Oisim Shadoisim Mas, or Mashar Seya Kehila. Either they pay, they're paying some type of a tax, or they're providing services instead. You have an ani who can't afford to pay, but if he lives here, he lives here. If he moved in, so when is it? At what point does he get the matoshim? As soon as he's there long enough that he's mechuyav to pay the taxes to the kehila, which in general the Mor says that was after 30 days. So you have he brings in a malamed. What they used to do, they used to bring in a malamed who live in the house and teach the children. Yabachim came to live here to learn in the yeshiva by the Rav. You hire a shamash for a period of time. He's not settled here with his wife and family. They're called Toshav. If they have a family somewhere else, so they're a toshav there, not here. If they have no family, so they're here. If he's raising on Yosef, who has no family somewhere else, even if the father is not doing al-chesed, he's being hired. But if there's no other place for the Yosef, this is his place. His family somewhere else. Going to the Tarsaka, the Koshkin, and who had some. Wow. Okay. Right.
Because it's very hard to tell somebody who has a yard site once a year. And the guy, the Shloshim guy, is saying he's dominating every day. I've seen it done, but I've seen many shoots. What do they do here?
The Yartzeit gets kedima.
Yes, because it's very hard to tell somebody.
So the law is like this: the shul is allowed to make their own arrangements, and that, and once they make those arrangements, that's how it's set up. The ma'isa, what he's saying over here is, these early achronim coming from Lavush, made all the cheshbonos, and this really is the way it should be. So there's no minig. That's what but they have a right to make a minig, connected it, as long as that's the minig of the kehila. That's always like that. So they have a right to do that. You're right. I mean, in our minds, it's going to be very difficult.
It's hard to wrap your head around.
Mark says you're right
because he's dominating every day. 30 days.